You're listening to SBS News.
At the Fairfield Skate Park in Brisbane's inner south, Indigo Willing is already working the board. The Vietnam-born academic was a latecomer to the world of skating, tackling the ramp for the first time in her 40s.
When I was growing up in the Northern Beaches, I actually lived near a skate park and it had a huge vert ramp, which is 10 feet tall. And if you try and practice on that without knowing how to skate, you'll die. So I never got an opportunity to go in and learn as a kid. And then once my son started school, I had the time to do it and the confidence.
Miss Willing was born during the final years of the Vietnam War and spent her early months in an orphanage founded by her adoptive grandmother. Migrating to Australia as a baby, she grew up on Sydney's northern beaches and believes she was one of the first Vietnamese refugees in the area.
At the time when I came over, probably the ideal was to be blonde-haired and blue-eyed surfy. And obviously I'm not. I'm like this 4'11" Vietnamese girl, so yeah, I really stood out.
During her teenage years, she became more involved in the growing Vietnamese Australian community. And as the internet grew, she found others who had shared her experiences. In the year 2000, she set up Adopted Vietnamese International, an online network to help adopted refugees around the world reconnect with their community and their families.
People want to know who they are, regardless of how they grow up. If you have a heritage, it's worth embracing. Every week, somebody will come to our Facebook group and say, I'm looking for my parents. It's such a drive that people have. And I have tried myself. And so far, I've had no success. But I have found a third cousin down in Geelong. Crazy, hey?
Indigo Willing's work in helping the Vietnamese community was recognised in 2006 when she received the Order of Australia Medal from Dame Quentin Bryce. Now she's working to bring a different community together. In 2016, with friends Tora Waldron and Evie Ryder, they helped form Girls Skate Brisbane. Miss Ryder says the group came together to give female skaters a safe space to meet up and skate together.
Often when you come to skate park, there's, you know, you often are sometimes the only female at the skate park, and it's really, really intimidating. So to actually have a group of other women, it actually is a motivator to keep coming to a skate park.
Over the past 3 years, Girls Skate Brisbane has grown into a thriving, vibrant community made up of different backgrounds and identities. And Indigo Willing and her team are passionate about using the power of skateboarding to promote social change. Last year, they launched the International Consent is Rad campaign, enlisting prominent skaters to promote respectful relationships.
It's really important for people to understand the idea of consent as something that's not stigmatised. It's not sort of doesn't, you know, have bad vibes. Consent is a great thing to talk about.
They're ensuring skateboarding remains a welcoming place for riders of all ages and backgrounds. Naveen Razik, SBS News.